This is Pray Tell, Dr. Hash, and I'm Dr. Martin D. Hash, Esquire, wisest man in the world, because the competition just ain't that tough. And these are things I wish someone had told me.
Today's topic, narcissistic masochism. As illogical as it may seem, evolution has programmed a lot of people to receive a psychologically induced hit of dopamine when they are degraded or even tortured, called masochism. Masochism isn't modern. Religious devotees have long endured self-inflicted pain as a sign of piousness. In the past, people were doing all they could to survive. Their everyday lives were defined by constant want and degradation, which is probably why the dopamine reward evolved, because those that got it survived, while most of the other downtrodden did not. However, as society has progressed and matured, making things easier, providing excess time and comfort, it allows people to have luxury beliefs. And their underlying narcissistic tendencies and self-indulgence take over. Release of dopamine becomes the goal. Masochism is an easy way to generate it because feeling guilty is up to the individual. People want to feel bad about the past indiscretions of their forefathers. They want to feel conflicted about being alive, that their presence is harming the earth. They want the worry and anxiety that their comfort is at the expense of the less fortunate. They want to feel undeserving and will focus on anything negative that generates the sense of dopamine euphoria, their brains literally wallowing in neuropeptides, a biochemistry-driven combination of hubris, narcissism, and masochism.
For more, see my website at martinhash.com.